Being done.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
How you doing?
Doing good. Have a good time, too.
You bet.
Very, sir.
I'm Neil Burke.
I'm Mark Fallon.
Exactly. Will you off this week next briefing?
Not yet. I didn't go this morning.
Pretty cool. It was cool. Just a little bit. The wind.
I'll play Thursday and Friday, though.
It's not gonna work.
That laptop is really old. It worked last week. This is not working. No. They can hear it on the phone. They won't be able to see it, y'all.
No, I was going to do first.
That clock is wrong. You have to wait till I'm back there.
No, Mary Beer, extra 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong.
That fixed it.
That fixes that.
Everybody ready? Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Colin Babb.
Services in here, right?
There'll be a meeting of the Cincinnati City Council tonight at 6:30 p.m. Now 6:30 p.m. So, in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and the action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, a quorum of the City of Roseville City Council will hold its regular city council meeting by telephone conference. This is a regular meeting. Y'all will remember we have, at this time, we're still having regular meetings on every Tuesday and the second Thursday of each month. And this one, the agenda tonight, we change that. This meeting and all these meetings will be closed to the public. However, the public may join this meeting by calling this number. I don't know if you've ever listened, he didn't have this number, but you may know someone, you can call and get them to come to the next one. 72-40-3212. And when you add some access code, it's 440-685-853. Welcome to everyone that's listening in tonight. Hopefully we have a good meeting. And it won't last till midnight. Tanya, would you like to do this in an invitation tonight?
Yes, sir. No one else wants to do it.
Okay.
Dear Father, we come to you tonight, we ask for your guidance and helping us make decisions in the best interest of the citizens of Crystal Lake. We ask that you be with Gene. He was in an accident last night. That you just lay your healing hands on him. We also ask that you do the police department, our volunteer firemen, city staff, and councilmen. Lord, we ask that you touch the families that are in need and help us be able to bring help to them. There's a lot of people suffering right now, and we just want to be able to aid them the best we can. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Have a pleasure
to be here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the public, we stand,
discussed that, and I had a change that I it would be a little bit better. And so Mr. Our attorney made that change, Mr. Purple. And I think this is the thing's great with it now, but it would be like to kind of elaborate on it any, Mr. Purple.
Yeah, what we do, I'll kind of catch the other council members up.
Yes,
y'all aren't here. Do you mind if I say so we've had a couple issues with dogs at large, and there is one issue that that we still have going on, that there is a, I don't know what to call it, but there is at least some dispute between Boone County and City of Waco, exactly who is the animal control authority. And that's a very important term because it's in a lot of the state statutes. And what we've done with these ordinances is, I think y'all have it, we've added to the city's ordinances and changed some of the language. But what we've really done is there's really four laws, if I'm telling you right. That are state laws that apply to dogs at large. And what we've done is, if y'all want me to go over what the four are, I can. But what we've done with the statute in a nutshell is we've condensed it to, I would call it bells and suspenders. Let me kind of tell you what the ordinances do, and then if y'all want me to go back to the state laws, I can. If y'all look at under Article 2 of that of the ordinances that were revised, we've not rewritten your whole ordinances. We kind of plugged it when we needed to. Article 2, what that does is there is a statute that talks about a dangerous dog, a state statute, and it talks about if a dog attacks a person. Well, we've made it for that now. If you look at the bottom of the page, it now includes a domestic animal or livestock that causes bodily injury or death. So if a dog, and we've had this happen in the city, attacks another dog and causes serious bodily injury or death, we can then jump through the hoops to label that dog as a dangerous dog. And what that does is it's gonna help, actually it's gonna help the chief, it's gonna help me, and it's gonna help the citizen, because it helps us get to a finish line. Now, can we prevent attack before it happens? No, we can't do that. But we can hopefully prevent the second attack before it happens. So that's what the first section does. Now, if you turn the page where it talks about a dangerous animal, the statute that we have in the state of Texas doesn't talk about in all of it. Apparently, and I didn't know this, some people keep pets that are dangerous other than dogs. Could be an alligator. We have seen stuff of alligators. We've seen stuff not going to say foxes, but basically one step above a dog in the wild hierarchy. Wolves, coyotes, and so this will basically take care of them in that same category. As we go down the page, all this does is it gives the same application to a dangerous dog to a dangerous animal that the state statutes have for a dangerous animal. It in here it makes it a Class C misdemeanor, which the chief can take care of, and we can file in the municipal court. There's other statutes, one of which we're going through now, that he has to hand off to the DA's office, but that'll at least give us a little bit more control of stuff we can do in our own system, because we found out that this is not a real, no one really wants to take care of the problem unless it's right in their backyard. If you look at Article 3, we help define what running at large means. In the codes, and there's other stuff to back that up. And we also added some stuff about dogs and cats
run it at large, we can, the city can actually do some stuff about it. Now, it doesn't mean that the chief can't prevent it before it happens, but it will help us kind of take care of the problem. But that's kind of what we added. If y'all want to talk about what the dog ordinances are, that are the dog statutes that are in the state, I can do that. We did that last meeting before last, but I know, I don't think any of y'all were here. Okay. If y'all want me to go over it, I'm sure be glad to. But that's kind of what we've done. I think it's fine. Mr. Williams wanted to add that language, and we added it. I don't think, personally, it doesn't add anything, but I think it gives the city a better perception, so I do understand that change. Any questions?
Just a little explanation, if you can, in a practical sense. What do we have now that we didn't have before in terms of the application?
Well, here's, let me tell you, okay. Here is the problem. The city used to have an animal control authority, and that is not, I don't think, economically feasible for the city to have an officer that's trained to do that and have the facility. What happened when we started jumping through the state statutes was the law requires, if there is no animal control authority, you then turn ultimately to the city, to the sheriff's department. Well, we turned to the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department told us, oh, we contracted with the city of Waco to do all that. So we didn't call, and actually it's the chief doing it, and then I had to get involved. We called the sheriff's department, they pointed us to the city. The city said, we don't do it unless it's right here. And that was the process we saw over and over and over. I mean, we've had three instances, I'll say in the last 4 months, I did a lot of my time, where a dog is bit. Two kids, I'll call them kids, one an adult now, but I think the other kid won't say that, and a dog killed another dog. We couldn't do anything about the dog killing another dog. That's why we added that stuff about the dangerous dog. And now we can have that dog labeled a dangerous dog. And at that point, the owner has to jump through certain hoops, which is, let me make sure and tell you right, you've got to register the dog with the animal control authority. You have to keep the dog on a leash or in a fenced controlled area at all times. You have to go get liability insurance on the dog. And any other thing that the city adds, you have to do that too. So what that allows us to do is, it goes under the, this is more than you want to know, the old law, every dog gets one free bite. Well, it sounds terrible. It's not completely true now, but that was the law beforehand. So now we can apply that to that dog, and it may attack one dog or one person, but that's it. Now, we can also, if it's serious enough, and that's what we did with the other dog, we have statutes that we spent a lot of time last month, me and the chief. There's a dog that we're having put down in December that the court's ordered to be put down, and that's public record, so I can tell you about it because we had a court here, had a trial over it. So we now have about all the teeth, I can say that the city can have. The only thing the city can do more, and I don't think it makes financial sense, but that's not my bailiwick, is if y'all went and got an animal control authority and made your own dog impound session. But I don't think that's what you want to do. That's y'all, you know. But we're now to the point where the chief can investigate a case, and he can charge, he can't charge it, he can turn it over to the DA's office to see if they want to prosecute. We can take matters into our own hands. We have leash laws for that. Every time that a dog's out, you know, if your dog gets out once, you probably give them a warning. Twice, maybe a warning, but at some point, he can start issuing fines. And so, what the city has is about everything a city of its size and larger can have practical. And if y'all want me to go through the ordinances, I will, but I don't think they'll really, I don't think
they can read those.
Okay. So that's where we're at.
I read it many times, and you got full length problems.
Yeah.
And I think you've done better too than you did before that.
Well, and there is some things that just, and
I'm not going to say the side of the citizens who complain.
Yeah, I mean, they have the protection. I mean, that as much as the city can do. And there are statutes that you can use pretty, I mean, I'm going to use this term loosely because I'm not giving any legal advice. If a dog attacks me, I can use pretty much deadly force to get rid of that dog. If a dog attacks my dog or livestock, you can kind of do that and count the city tell what they can do. But you can't. But we were trying to say, how can we permit this? And it's the deal of the chief may think I'm a bad person and I'm going to kill Mr. Wiggins. But until he has something more than he suspects it, there's nothing he can do. You know, if I'm plotting, yeah. Well, it's not that plot. So we've got everything we can, and I'll be quiet. Sometimes that's all.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion if we accept ordinance 2020-1201.
I'll say again.
A motion is made and seconded to approve animal ordinance number 2020-1201. All in favor? Animals in favor. Thank you. And we move on to item 4. Council to discuss, consider, possibly take action on Blake Connections Incorporated. Annual increase of 2.29%. Currently, customers pay $15.77 a
month. Annual rate will be $15.97 a month, which would be about 27 cents a month increase. Pam, would you like to take on that? Well, that figure is plus tax, so they basically came back and. We got a letter saying that they were going up that percentage, so we had to raise their needing to raise ours up to cover that.
Okay. This is usually every year they go up in a little bit. When did we go up?
We haven't yet.
One of these years, maybe August 11th.
And they've been charging ever since then. And
why do we go up at the same time?
Because we haven't, nobody's voted on it. The council has to vote on it first.
We did not have the, even though the letter, like two of the different letters, we did not get the statement on August 11th. It's not when we got the statement. This letter, when did you actually get this letter?
Well, I mean, they could
she could have contacted Tanya and emailed her this stuff, can't scan it and email it. But you know what's done is done.
And we can't fix that you bring it up.
Right. But I would like to point out the fact that if you look at that chart, and you see where it says current pricing schedule, and then you go down to the box that says residential. It says 1526. You gonna see that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you look at the so that's what we work on, but we're charging 1570. That's what we were charging. So, and then you look at that, the proposed pricing schedule, and that's like to the right, effective September 1st, 2020, show 1553. So it looks to me like really we were making 44% profit on it, and then even though it went up on us on September 1st, we were still charging 1570, and we were still making a profit, but only at that time we dropped down to like 17 cents profit instead of 44 cents. So we wasn't really losing any money, but we wasn't making as much as we were. So, but one of my questions is, what do we as a city do? Do we if somebody wants a trash car, do we deliver that trash car to them, or does this Waste Connections do?
Yes, if someone notifies us that they want an extra trash car or if it's broken, then we have extras out here, and
we take
them out there and switch them out loose.
Okay, and they can go pick them up if somebody. Okay, so I guess my point is that's why we have a little profit in there for us to help pay for that.
Not only that, we collect the money from.
I mean, it's on their bill, so it costs us a little extra.
We didn't make a profit as much as what we did.
Right.
We had enough money to cover the bill.
We're just back up. What we're doing is raising the profit back and forth towards you.
You make a motion to increase the company deal by 0.29%.
So 1598,
I think. 1597.
You're getting 1.8 to 28 cents.
Yeah.
All right. item number five, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on amending resolution 2020-06 to reinstate the original ordinance that city council meetings are to be held the second Thursday of each month and having workshops if so desired, either 5 p.m. or 5:30. Some of the councilmen in the past could get here about 5 o'clock, so we usually had it at 5:30 to 6:15.
You know this week?
Yeah, okay. The reason we've been having all these Tuesday meetings because we were down to three council members and the mayor could not call a special meeting. So we could have as many regular meetings as we wanted to, so the council voted to have regular meetings on the second Thursday, like we've always had, plus every Tuesday. So this is a, this proposal is to put it back like it was, the second Thursday of each month. And you can call special meetings anytime you want to or need to. Yes, sir.
I was talking about, I mean, we have our new council, and we have a lot of things that I believe that they're wanting to do, you know, in a way of getting caught up to speed on things. And I have a lot of questions. I understand. I just don't like to have one meeting a month. We're going to be able to do that. Or I understand we can have special meetings, but maybe we can always change this resolution back. But I'm thinking maybe at least two meetings a month instead of one.
For the reason I say one meeting a month, extra meetings cost extra money. Like Mr. Worker is here tonight, cost him the city $185.
And I understand that, but we have to take care of our business. And if it costs a little bit of money to take care of our business, we have to do that.
Well, and I'll tell you, unless y'all won't be here, I would prefer not to come. Jesus, because I told y'all, and y'all can get the benefits from our friends when we presented our
last 5 years.
I've listened to them, but.
For the last 5 years, we've not had the city attorney here unless we had a need for it. That's when we asked him to attend the meeting, which he gladly will do. But like he said, he prefers not to come.
I think that's what you need to do, Mr. Mayor.
It's not up to me, it's up to y'all.
I know that. But
I'm just saying that's just my opinion.
Well, that's what I think. My thinking is not just me. I think the cup's pretty full. I think we got a lot of issues we need to address and support.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any public meetings a long time. Like base office this evening, and I agree with Mr. Williams. I think the council, the new ones need to be brought up today and some issues we need to address and even some workshops. So I would like to keep it like it is. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, it's up to y'all. It's not up to me.
But yes, that's all.
Well, I just have a question. If we keep it as it is, I don't know that there's an answer to this, but you're going to be faced every week with whether or not we need to have a meeting.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what the threshold would be, or what the answer to that question would be as to whether or not we need to have a meeting. I mean, if we've got, I guess I'm just suggesting that we would need to approach it with some type of understanding of something's urgent and we need to meet, or we can cancel the meeting and, you know, put it off to the following.
You would have to cancel it if you have regular meetings on every Tuesday. You have to have those meetings, or they're going to cancel it. And people are getting confused and say, well, why did they cancel all these meetings? Why aren't they having meetings? Meetings if we don't need to. I mean, what you got employees here, not as just Pam, but she's salaried. You know, Sonia is a salaried
employee. Let me do it, but she's employed.
Yeah, but Pam is an hourly employee, and this is time and a half for her that is costing the city. got to make sure our business would work if we dropped it back to two right now. You could do it, yes, you could do it.
Drop it back to two meetings and see how that goes.
Yeah, and if you need another meeting,
you need to call one, you can call it, can't you?
Yeah, anytime. Right, yeah, I guess, of course, now, thank you, I know this, like any other meeting. Yes, sir.
What about, I mean, do y'all think, like, if we have, like, say, the first Thursday and the third Thursday, or something like that, that way you have the first of the month, where you could get, like, it would be basically like every 2 weeks you have a meeting.
Or what about the second and fourth?
Or the second and fourth, whatever. I'm just thinking it would be really honest, and I'm not trying to play the for me card, but it's really hard to be at a meeting on Tuesday night and then not get home until a little late and then be back to work and be on my game on Wednesday. I'll do it. I'm glad to do it. But if, I mean, I'm just trying to think of other employees and camp workers, because I know y'all don't want to be here every Tuesday.
I'm thinking, the reason I like the fourth Thursday is I'm thinking maybe on the fourth Thursday we can get a good by it.
If there's a capture of the majority, you're never going to capture 100%.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But so if we did it on the second and fourth, then maybe that fourth Thursday is when we can have our financials, and then it'd be better for us to capture the true picture.
Correct. Okay. Yes, because the thing is, I know that most of our things that you can project with no injuries, and you can, but Gatsby rules, and I do have something from my auditor saying this. Gatsby rules does not want a city or a municipality to project. So I can journal entry and say, I think Adam's gas is going to be $3,000. And then go back and adjust that entry. However, Gatsby law says that you record an account payable item when you receive the invoice. And when the check is cut, Mr. Feller and I have thought we are going to change the language from account payable expenses, because actually what should be approved is the expenses of that month. So doing the fourth Thursday, you're going to capture 99.99%. There may be one or two tiny things that may not get captured.
What are we going to have to do with all of this language, I think?
Well, they're not going to, the auditors aren't going to negotiate with you.
No, it's a law. I understand, you know, civic law and county principles as far as bulletins and opinion.
Well,
I'd like to make an opinion. I've got to say something, but I'm going to say. Yes.
What do you do?
I'd like to make a motion that we have our change the resolution to meet every second and fourth Thursday each month.
A regular meeting, second and third, fourth Thursday of each month.
Okay, and we're still, are the 5 o'clock on workshops okay with y'all?
So that makes it easy because you couldn't make them stop.
I'm not fixing to be out of here.
Fixing to be out of here. He's already out.
Is that okay, Mr. Powell?
What about the December 10th? So we're saying we'll move to December 10th?
If you vote to do this tonight,
December 10th, wouldn't that still be the second Thursday?
That would still be the, no, that would be the, yeah, that would be the
second Thursday. Yeah.
We're done on December 10th.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We just wouldn't do our finances each other.
For the
third,
next,
fourth
Thursday.
I'll second that for them to say.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to change, to amend the resolution 2020-06 to have the regular council meeting on the second and fourth Thursday of each month. Yes, do you have them?
We have them at the second Thursday of Christmas Eve.
The fourth Thursday, you mean it's Christmas
Eve? The fourth Thursday of Christmas Eve, December.
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, that's going to fall for this month only.
Right.
But the following 5 months, And what we can do is have a special meeting.
Right. Can you do this back in December the 3rd Thursday?
So what the mayor can do is.
But we're trying to set it in stone.
I can cancel the court meeting for this month and just call a special meeting and help me.
Right.
And not throw it on Christmas Eve.
Right. We'll worry about that. I just want to.
Mayor can cancel the meeting. To just, take it through our notice.
We have a second.
Yeah, we have a second. All in favor of second and fourth Thursday? Unanimous, all five, okay. So from here on out, there'll be no Tuesday meeting. And we'll have regular meetings every month from the second Thursday and the fourth Thursday.
But, and one thing I missed, I'd like to ask our county something.
Sure.
Is, because three council members can call a special meeting also.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yes.
Under the law that I read.
Right.
But, you sure better be careful about violating the.
Well, and here's what, I had talked with a TML attorney, and I had asked him, I said, well, how do we go about doing that? How does three council members without violating, you know, reform that?
Yeah, they're reforming for.
Right, but now here's what they told me. I said, if I send the email, let's say I send the email to Mr. Griffin and Mr. Fowler, and I ask them, but this is about a special meeting on a certain day. That's all I say. And they said that was okay. Now, what I would like for you to do is follow up on that.
Okay, so.
And make sure, there has to be an avenue to do that, or they wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, because in the new council members, what we're worried about is, it's called a walking form. Y'all can't gather in public without giving notice. And so what they're worried about is Mr. Wiggins talks to Mayor Bass, says, let's do X. Mayor Bass then talks to Mr. Eaton and says, let's do X. And Mr. Eaton talks to, I'll get it right, I'll let you're Fowler, right? Griffin, let's do X. And then Mr. Fowler says, it goes all the way around, and y'all basically circumvented the open meeting. So let me confirm that you can send an email saying, what I'm going to confirm is, you can send an email saying, let's have a special meeting of fill in the blank.
Right.
Okay. I can have that in the next, probably tomorrow.
Okay.
But I want to confirm it, because that.
Would you send us an email on that, or we'd have that in time?
I will send you stuff to the city, but I'm not gonna violate the open meeting that when I'm doing that. Yes, sir.
Okay, but you talking about if I was doing it, if I called Ricky or this fellow or whoever, well, how come, I'm just asking.
Sure.
But how come, if we're gonna do that, how come we, say, no, if we do it, I'm just saying, no, City Mark, something, hey, Woody, I think, you know, you might have a meeting next week and then contact Ms. Bishop and let her do it.
No, she did.
Yeah, well, I mean, this way, you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me get her fired.
Because in the past, there were some council people here, and they would go to McGregor. They would go to Belton, three or four of them, and they're done, but then they go, oh, no, we just went out to eat. No,
yeah.
Well, you can come to eat with me and Mr. Griffin and Mark, you know, when they go out to eat with them, hey, man, we need to do this, that, and get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I go to a football game and sit get a lot of your coffee.
That's correct. You can do that. But
I think you're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
saying, if we get together one time,
mm-hmm.
according to what I read in the statutes, it says successive meetings.
It says what?
Successive meetings.
Now, you can't get together anytime.
This is probably something we are addressing. One thing I would like to address, when I think you said it to me about the training, that the most important training is your ethical obligation. What we don't want to have is you can get together, Mr. Bell can get together, y'all can talk about the weather, the birds, your kids, your grandkids, whatever. Don't talk about this. Because what I don't want to have happen is, and I know what you're talking about, because there was always, and I'm a late comer. You were here when I got here, and you were here when I got here. Were you here, Mr. Wiggins?
No.
Okay. There was definitely some of this going on. All right, so on Monday, here's what we're going to do. You agree? Okay. And he would go see, and I know you weren't even involved in it.
Well, no, I'm including you.
Talk to Neil, this is what Neil said, and we're good with it, are you good with it? And then you would even come back and say, all right, we're all good for Monday. And you can't do that. That's what I don't want.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
If in passing, if Kevin just needs to read the qualifications on my list that I. In passing, if something bad happens in the city, or you're something you're worried about, and Mr. Bass talks to Mr. Fowler and says, "Did you hear about this?" That's not actionable, okay? But when y'all start making a plan, or if there's an emergency and y'all are like, "We got to get this, y'all can get this, and we got to find the chief to do this," that's not actionable. When you're planning something,
the two of you can talk, and he's got a big voice too, that's right.
He says two or more.
I know it. Yeah. So I would not, y'all really shouldn't discuss, this is how we're going to handle this in the future. Talk about it in here.
Yeah.
And just like you sent me the email about, can we talk about the next deal and close meeting? Yeah. So that's when you talk about it. And there's exceptions to the open meeting that we got to come in here together and then jump through the hoop to close it to do that.
It should be for another.
Well, it will be. It'll be. We can. The one thing I think we need to talk to y'all about is the open meeting that. And it is. And you got to be careful.
Anything is questionable, just consider it open meeting.
Yeah. Pretty much, but we can get by that, and we'll go over it. Probably, if I can't be here next Tuesday, next Thursday, I can have Stephanie Swap here. We can go over it. And I'll answer your question. We'll get an answer tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Fine, you want to say that?
I was going to take you back off of Mr. Wiggins. Whenever you mentioned that at the last meeting, I called him as well, and I verified, and what they told me was the same thing. If Mr. Wiggins that there needs to be another meeting, a special call meeting, he could contact Mr. Fowler and say, "Hey, Mr. Fowler, I think I have an item that we really need a special meeting for. Would you mind going with me?" You can't discuss what it was, but you can say, "Would you be willing to go with me and have a call a special meeting?" And then he could say, "Mr. Tolbert, Mr. Griffin, Mr. Eaton, whoever." As long as he didn't discuss the topic, is what they told me.
Right. I mean, it's like I could send an email and said, "I'd like to call a special meeting
right
on a certain day." Not saying what part.
Right.
I just want to call a special meeting.
Okay.
And if I get three council members, the three of us,
right,
and we can call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what they told me at the end of it as well, when I called,
right,
to verify.
But
I didn't know for sure.
That sounds more.
Yeah. They said, as long as you didn't discuss the subject matter, as long as you kept it as professional, short and sweet, would you be willing to call a special meeting?
Then it has to be noticed. Correct.
Yeah. You just have to follow the 72 hours.
Yeah.
You have to follow all the visiting laws and regulations.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Okay, you're fine. We're fine.
Did you pass it? I forgot it.
Yeah. Unanimous passage. Second, fourth, third. it's necessary to contact one, and you can still call a special meeting at any time. Okay. Item number six, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on hiring Jay Stewart as part-time code enforcement officer to work 20 hours a week without insurance, right?
Correct.
Okay. Bonnie, you want to present that?
This was what I had proposed or want to propose now, is that we take this up in closed session.
Yeah, and Mayor, you need to send this into closed session. I'm going to 551.074 of Texas government. Just that's your personnel.
Okay.
Except for Tanya and Pam. You need to exclude them.
Okay.
Mr. Williams.
She's the one that's going to be hired.
There is a part of.
You're going to.
There is a portion, a small portion, that I feel that it would be important for me to be included on.
Tell us your portion, and then we can, there's a reason for it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it's going to say.
Can we just include Tanya to start our closed session?
Yeah, we can include her, and then we can, yeah, then she can.
And you also need to include Dorothy.
Oh, he asked me, Mr. Griffin asked what I thought, and I said, I'm good with whatever the council decides.
And Dorothy would also need to be included as that.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing about excluding him.
I didn't know.
551.074.
074?
Yes, sir, Texas government. You can call that out in a meeting.
Hello?
You, if you're allergic to Dupixent, serious allergic reactions can occur, including anaphylaxis, which is severe. Tell your doctor about new or worsening eye problems, such as eye pain or vision shakes, or parasitic infection.
They must have been in executive session.
Stop and come talk to your doctor. So help heal your skin.
But they are still in executive session because no one's come back on. Who am I speaking with? This is Mayor. Hello?
Is there a car in SUV from Florida?
Meat on them, but I'll chew on them and throw them away.
Thank you.
You have your microphone out.
Okay, so I'm trying to keep writing the way. And into a broken PPAC meals that empowers your day. With 26 grams of protein and 8 grams of fiber. Healthy choice, powerful. Find in the freezer aisle. I recommend NatureMate. Because I trust their quality, they were the first to be verified by USP, an independent organization that sets strict quality and purity standards. NatureMate, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand.
Experience clean in a whole new way. Now that that's exactly where you need it. And offers personalized cleaning suggestions for cleaning you need to you and your home. Through the iRobot home, only from iRobot. This is Kenny. This is Kenny. You start with fine growing green. Slow turn, over time. You also get the middle take, generation. You know where your table is in the country.
This year, we learned a lot about baking. Walmart makes it easy with groceries, gadgets, and so much icing. Let's end the year.
Thank you.
I don't know.
So much, Bailey. Coach John, what do you think, Tom?
I love you, Bailey. You know what is so cool about Baby Ray, America? She is so young, yet she comes to every performance with this classic style, this classic voice, this throwback, and what I love about it is it, in some ways, it's audacious of you to do that because the easier route would be, let's do the hottest new thing, the hippest new thing, but I feel like your voice can be classic songs. It just feels so right and it's so old of you to take the challenges on and sound so amazing every time you do it. Anyway, it's been such a pleasure working with you, and I hope America gives you an opportunity to keep going.
Karen. Just did a count them. So I said count the numbers. I'm trying to mayor votes and getting the case of the tie.
Yes, I hung up on it.
And it's a roster on these budgets, right?
The budget is separate apart from his. Code enforcement has their own budget.
Okay.
Code enforcement, whoever it may be, will not be a part of the police department. So he will be under.
Okay.
So in fact, Kathy, we're not telling him who to hire.
No, yes.
He's not. Okay.
Okay. And he made motion's made and seconded that the police chief authority will decide who to hire, whether it's Jay Sullivan or not, as code enforcement and be in charge of that person.
If we may, Tanya, if we don't have a job description written, that we would probably, a job description would probably. I want to clarify that as far as his direct report, this person's direct report would be.
The job description will have to be changed because it does make the administrator and the police chief. We'll take out the administrator,
right,
and I will email that to you tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll also see my use. I don't know if he has an application or whatever. We've only received the application from Big Stewart, but I can't email his application, but you can see his application in the page. You can do that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is that satisfactory, isn't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay. All in favor? Unanimous. All in favor. Chief is up to get it. Thank you. All right, we'll go on to item number 7. Council to discuss update on sewer project and the final realization. Donnie and Lisa. Paper's not here, you want.
Yes, sir. I got an email earlier in the week from Mr. Lloyd Thomas that the appraiser sent to him, and it says that they should have the appraisal report by December 3rd, which is Thursday, and they will contact the Cunningham to let the Cunningham know what we need to do to move forward. So I'm hoping that by the 4th, I will know what we have to do to finish that reservation.
Okay, and that's our. Right now, they're seeming hold up.
That's it.
Once we get that,
it's all on paper.
All on paper.
Yes. Now, from what Mr. Paper has said at other meetings, is once we get that legislation and he gets a copy of that fee for that property, then he'll have 45 days to where he's going to submit everything to get the road board and all the things that he needs. Then there'll be another, like, so many days, I think 30 to 45 days. Don't quote me on that part.
Yeah,
we will actually get to go forward
to the good process. If the weather, if the station as well, the road.
Right, yeah, we present all that.
Suggesting to the council that, you know, we've got
two or three hours here if we were able to do it at that time before the December 10th meeting. And we could maybe tackle the finances at that time and any other items that we have time to cover. And then based on that, we can agree or set another time to do some more training. So that's the suggestion. Just need input from everybody about what your ideas are.
So there wouldn't have to be any action taken. It's more or less just a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just call the project a workshop, right? Mr. Perker, we can have just a workshop.
Yes.
You don't have to call it a meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. We start to have a meeting after, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I said all the things, didn't it? Right?
Yeah, you put it in the workshop.
The only thing is, Mr. Fowler, I will not be at 3:30. There is court that day. He's going to be in the office right there on Zoom. So when I talked to him, he said that as long as we maintain this, like, to where the people won't hear us. But that, I think we can do that. I think it'll be okay. But they still possibly will have to get in court session with the prosecutor, but in that office. So we would still be set up in here. Yes, sir. And just as long as we're maintaining quietness.
I don't think it's. You have to.
Oh, be careful because there's a cord from across the floor there. We'll have myself, Esther, Pam. We're all the guest members, whoever wants to come.
I would definitely be close to
her. We might touch to the other end of the room because I can't hear y'all.
Okay.
But I mean, talking the other way probably makes a big difference.
Okay. So we angered
him
because of the screen, like we were talking
through. Well, specify what all we're going to talk about at this meeting.
The financial piece of it, ideally on the 10th, we'll be seeing our first financial report. And I know we talked about in the completed or the final report for the month, the fourth week. But when we have finances, as you have been, processing a report, would you have the finances by the 10th so that we could review at the workshop?
We'll have everything. So what will happen is she'll do the bank reconciliation, and then she'll print those reports. Everything that's been paid. Up until the moment where she printed his report, be on the report. Anything that's paid after.
This is the way you normally do it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how that would work.
That's basically paid first.
So, we can do that. And that way you can see what the report looks like. I'm going to take your idea and kind of make a summary to kind of go with that. I think what I was going to do is do like the banking account, what fund it is. And then put like the beginning balance, the ending balance, any debits, any credits, and that way you have like a cover sheet for it, so you don't have to see all of the cash in and out.
Well, I mean, other folks need to comment too, but I'd just like to see it as you've been doing it.
Right.
And we can Ricky, is that helpful?
Yes.
In other words, if we just don't change anything, and I don't think anybody's gonna come in here with the idea that we're gonna change, but we may look to
some kind of idea. Yeah. And see what you're going to
put in. Some of the questions that can be discussed.
Right.
And like I said, we can't make any decisions.
Right.
At a workshop.
So. He's kind of making a final. Say, for example, when I do this, I want to have some examples of some things I want to present to y'all. And it doesn't, you like the way that looks. That's not y'all making a business decision. That's you saying, we like that way that report looks. And we'll start with that presentation. You're not making a decision. You can make that kind of decision.
Yeah, you're not going to be saying, we're going to spend money here or not spend money here. You're going to be saying, this is how I want to see it.
Yeah. That's helpful or that's not helpful. Just to give me a better insight, how to help you guys. So,
think hearing from the department heads, I mean, you know, we can't hear from them, and of course there, I mean, they normally are going to be at the meeting, so we would maybe put that off till the regular council meeting that evening. And we can ask the questions of them that we have. I don't know any reason we couldn't do that at the regular meeting. And the budget, I think the sewer status, I don't know if we will have Johnny there.
He's supposed to be on the regular meeting.
And he's supposed to be regular meeting on that.
Okay, does the council think that we can get at the regular meeting, that we can get updated and have all our questions answered, or do we need to set aside separate time for it at the work session, at a work session?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Ben will be talking about finances at this workshop? Do you think it would be beneficial to everyone if we had asked the auditor if they could be there? In case anyone had questions for the auditor about.
We can ask the auditor to be there, but I can tell you right now they're in the middle of auditing. This is the due time for auditors, so it may be like they have to call in.
Yeah, I got to write a letter from them, where I got to write a letter. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the middle of, they actually are starting our audit.
So every year, when the, and I get them from every city that I represent, and sometimes cities that I defend through TML, when they start their audit, they'll send me a letter basically asking me, are there any potential lawsuits, any lawsuits going on, stuff like that, and I have to report what I know.
It's really good that they're in the banks.
Yeah. And get the
same. I want to be a legal lawyer, so I understand.
Yeah, okay.
That's an obvious.
So, yes, I mean, that's
definitely
something I can email Adam and see.
When do they normally come to the audit?
They're starting now, like this week.
Yeah, I mean, but they come in here, huh?
No, not because of COVID. This is the first year they're doing a lot of the reports and stuff, like virtually, like we had to know them a lot of the reports. Typically, they come in and they sit in that office and they go through everything. But now they're going to be having it where they review all the reports.
Let's say some council may want to talk to them.
Possibly. I won't know for sure. I'm going to email them and ask them.
Okay.
If we can arrange that for the tent.
Okay.
If you can't make it, then I'll make it.
For the workshop, what we can do.
If he can't do it on the tent, I'll ask him one of the days if he would be available. And then I'll let you all know, and then y'all can decide if y'all call a special meeting for that.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Well, what about, are y'all going to, let's check this out.
Yeah, we're going
to make a motion. I
thought
that was done. No, okay, my motion. Do y'all want the meeting to be here, the mayor?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say absolutely yes, but I mean, okay, I'd like everybody to be involved. I think being in a group setting, we're all hearing the same thing at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and start tripping questions, and I think the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, and Mr. Bass and Mr. Eaton, y'all have historic knowledge.
Yeah.
That's probably y'all three go back. Because that's something that historically cities have a problem with. And I've got one city right now where I am the historic knowledge because there isn't a city council member, chief of police, or a city manager of the city. I've been there since longer than all of them. And you need the historic knowledge. I mean, there is benefit to having what I'm going to call a senior council member and a new council member, because this is how it goes. And then the city senior council member, because, like, y'all are the new ones, hopefully, I'll tell y'all this from historic experience, you need some, it's good to have
that new blood, but it's also good to have a historic, because just like when Mr. Wiggins was talking about what happened to a year ago, y'all three weren't here, and just think it happened 5 years ago. Then you're looking to...
I'm smart and I remember to you.
So it works. That's good.
I'd like to make a motion that we designate 3:30 on the 10th for a workshop session. The material to be discussed would be the financial reporting, city's financial reporting, and as time allows, discussions with the auditor about the audit report and the other questions we might have.
Everybody,
y'all seen a copy of last year's audit?
Yeah.
My motion is made to set the orientation workshop at 3:30 p.m. on December 15th, 2020. All in favor?
You still got the motion for you.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the most special places that I've ever been to in the world.